The separation of families detained at the southern border is dividing Republicans as they try to keep the scenes of despair from becoming a GOP public relations disaster. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports on the positions taken by Alaska's two senators.
Almost everyone, including President Trump, agrees it's bad to separate children from their parents. But that's what's happened to thousands of children as a result of the administration's zero-tolerance policy for unauthorized border crossers. Senator Lisa Murkowski is one of a dozen Republicans who has signed a letter asking the Attorney General to halt implementation of the zero-tolerance policy while Congress works out a solution. The letter was spearheaded by Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, and it calls the forced separations inhumane. But Trump and other Republicans say Congress needs to pass a law to end it. And Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan says that was the direction Senate Republicans took in their weekly policy gathering.
Literally, almost the entire lunch that I just walked out of was all focused on what is the legislative solution.
Sullivan says families should be kept together.
But you also have to address this other issue, which is related. It's the catch and release policy.
That's where people claiming asylum are given court dates and released from federal detention. Asked if the president should end family separations immediately, Sullivan said if there's a way to move up the processing of families so their cases can be heard within 20 days, the administration should consider doing that. Sullivan said he's interested in a bill by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. It would authorize new temporary family shelters and double the number of immigration judges to about 750 so that cases could be heard quickly. But President Trump seems to reject the idea of hiring more immigration judges, at least not on a massive scale.
One of them says we want to hire 5,000 more judges. I don't want judges. I want border security. I don't want to try people. I don't want people coming in.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell emerged from the weekly policy lunch saying he wants to pass a targeted bill within days that would keep families together. But that would mean leaving out the trickier issues like an immigration overhaul and the president's proposed border wall. And it's not clear that's a solution the president will accept. All 49 Senate Democrats are backing a narrow bill that would prohibit removing children unless they're being abused or trafficked. Meanwhile, Republicans in the House are drafting two separate bills that address broader immigration policy. One put forth by the party's hardliners, the other a compromise bill aimed at moderates. It's not clear either has the votes to pass. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.